The Goodyear City Council has approved the conceptual plan for a new 129-acre park just north of I-10 on either side of Litchfield Road. Wellspring Park will likely be developed in phases and will ultimately be governed through a public-private partnership. With me to talk about plans for the park is Pam Weir. She's assistant to the city manager in Goodyear and an administrator for the future Wellspring Park. And Pam, what's the vision for the park? What do you hope it'll ultimately become?
Wellspring Park will become a regional destination for health and wellness in the West Valley. Our goal is to create a public space that is dedicated to all kinds of activities from rehabilitation to recreation. It's an opportunity for families, businesses, visitors to all gather together and enjoy open space, take time to take a break from their busy schedules and relax, as well as recover from injury, improve their health status overall. It really began as a community vision of how do we take a different look at the way our communities approach health and health care. With so much attention on rising health care costs and the burden that then places on businesses and families, we want to take an approach that says, how do we change our built environment of our city in order to promote people adopting healthy behaviors into their everyday life? And so this is one of what I think will become many examples around the country of attempts for communities to come together and take responsibility for their own well-being above and beyond your traditional showing up to the doctor's office when you're not feeling well.
Is there a particular significance to the fact, I noticed on the map that there are healthcare facilities right adjacent to this land? Was that just a coincidence, or is there more of a significance to that?
So that is very significant. That is actually part of what is responsible for the birth of the idea of this park to begin with. We had a community member, and he first approached Brazos West Campus Hospital back in about 2014 and noticed this large piece of vacant land perfectly situated right in the center of Goodyear's Medical Innovation Corridor, surrounded by healthcare organizations, and said, how can we turn this underutilized eyesore of a basin into a public health asset that could serve all the generations of Goodyear residents?
Do you have any kind of ballpark? Obviously, it depends on what ends up going in there, but is there an estimate of what kind of cost might be associated with putting this together?
The cost is unclear at this time. Initial estimates of developing the acreage as a whole sit right around $200 million. That being said, we do plan to work on the development in phases, and so we anticipate being able to bite off a piece of it at one time.
When you talk about a place that people can sort of get out and be outside, are you envisioning things like ball fields and playgrounds and things that, you know, typically you might find in a park? Are there other kinds of things that you're hoping for or thinking about maybe putting in this?
Sure. So our goal is to make this an incredibly innovative space. So you will probably find fewer traditional park amenities. One of the several innovative precincts, so to speak, that we're looking at putting in is really an area dedicated to mental well-being, so a therapeutic garden that might be an opportunity for someone to walk a labyrinth or sit and reflect in order to, you know, work on their spiritual health and things like that. So you might not find that in a more traditional park setting. On the other side of the spectrum, we hope to provide amenities that would contribute toward local businesses doing things like corporate wellness retreats or team building type activities. So you might find something like a zip line or a rock wall that allows for some of that more adventure type activity.
I want to ask about the location of this park, especially in the sense that it is right along I-10. And I'm wondering if that poses challenges. I mean, especially if you want to make a place that people can sit and reflect and maybe get away from their busy day-to-day lives. You don't often think about being right along the freeway as a place where you can do that.
Sure. Well, at this time, we actually see the proximity to the freeway as a strong advantage to the park's development. It will be visible to the entire community of the West Valley, as well as the many commuters that pass by the park space. When we work on things like the landscape and building up, we will certainly have vegetation barriers and things like that to give you that feeling that you are separated from the urban environment. However, if you look at projects around the country and the location of various parks, you do find often this type of sort of nature right in the middle of the city.
Pam Weir is assistant to the city manager in Goodyear and an administrator for the future Wellspring Park.